From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is appealing for Taliban militants to stop fighting and renounce extremism for the sake of the country. The Taliban answered with an attack on the peace conference where Karzai was speaking today. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson is there and says no one at the conference was hurt, but the proceedings were interrupted by the sound of explosions nearby.
The Taliban had promised to continue shooting rockets at the Durga or in the direction of town all day. This is a day where everybody is staying at home, school children have off, that sort of thing, because of security reasons. Security is very tight.
NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul. BP says it's focusing on dealing with the oil spill in the Gulf, not on the government's announcement that the Justice Department is conducting a criminal as well as a civil investigation of the spill. Attorney General Eric Holder.
We will make certain that those responsible clean up the mess that they have made and restore or replace the natural resources that were lost or injured in this tragedy.
NPR's Korva Coleman joins us now with the latest on BP's effort to contain the oil gushing into the Gulf.
Well, Craig, since nothing has worked so far, energy company BP is trying a new method. Instead of attempting to stop the leak for good, workers will see if they can divert the flowing oil to the surface of the ocean. They're using robots to cut off part of the broken oil pipeline. Then they'll try to top it with a new seal and a pump to divert oil upwards about a mile to the surface. Scientist Michio Kaku of the City University of New York isn't hopeful.
It's deja vu all over again. Last month, we did a very similar procedure, but then methane ice crystals got in the way and clogged the siphon pump.
Kaku spoke to NBC's Today Show. A live video feed of the gushing oil well is available at NPR.org.
Thanks. NPR's Korva Coleman reporting from Washington. Israel is hoping to complete by the end of the day the deportation of hundreds of pro-Palestinian activists who were seized during a deadly Israeli raid on vessels headed for the Gaza Strip this week. Scores of the activists are arriving in Jordan. Dale Gavlak reports from Jordan's Allenby Bridge border crossing with Israel.
Jordanians greeted the activists with a Muslim rallying cry, Allahu Akbar, or God is great, and praised them for their efforts. The activists from Pakistan, Indonesia, Kuwait, and other countries were weary from their two-day detention and 10-hour wait to cross the border. Their ambassadors were on hand to receive them and facilitate travel home. Accounts of what took place aboard the Gaza Aid Flotilla earlier this week continue to differ between the activists and the Israeli authorities. Israel says the activists provoked a battle by attacking its troops with knives and clubs. The activists say they were unexpectedly fired on by the soldiers. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak at the Allenby Bridge Crossing.
This is NPR News from Washington. Japan's Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has resigned amid growing pressure to step down in advance of national elections there next month. He took office just 8 months ago, but his image as an ineffectual leader has been reinforced by his backtracking on a campaign pledge to have a U.S. Marine base moved off the island of Okinawa, an issue that pushed his approval rating below 25%. Hatoyama is the fourth Japanese prime minister to resign in the past 4 years. A new study is suggesting that a type of antidepressant medication may have a downside. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports they may slightly increase the risk of cataracts.
Older people are prone to cataracts, a clouding up of the lens in the eye. Studies in animals suggest that popular antidepressants known as SSRIs increase their risk. So Canadian researchers compared the health records of 19,000 people with cataracts to a much larger group without cataracts. They found a 15% increase in risk among current users of SSRIs. Past use did not appear to play a role. The risk varied depending on the type of antidepressant. Luvox was highest with a 39% increase. Zoloft was lowest, a 6% increase. The researchers note that they didn't have enough information to consider whether smoking is at the root of the connection. Smoking raises the risk of cataracts, and it could be that more smokers take antidepressants. The study appears in the current issue of the journal Ophthalmology. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
The Florida Marlins are selling tickets to a baseball game that took place last weekend. The tickets are souvenirs of Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay's perfect game, only the 20th in Major League Baseball history. The tickets are being sold for regular face value. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.